Because A was for Adam, B for Bethlehem, and C for cross. And my first classroom was a pew. Because I played hide and seek in the font when the preacher wasn't looking, answered every altar call with a sprint down the aisle, and snuck the leftover communion juice from the glasses the church ladies washed on Mondays. I was hoping, I see this now, to steal another drop of you. Because decades later, I am still felled by stained glass, by musty old Bibles and patient sanctuaries, by altar cloths, choir robes, and candle wax. Because my breathing slows in your house, my muscles unclench, and I remember how to sing loud and clear. Because you are my rootedness, my air, my water, the dark and frozen ground in which I wait to crack open, die, and blossom. You are the closest I will ever come to flourishing. Because I love stories and I cherish the ones in your book. Because I'm Eve and the apple makes sense. I'm Sarah and my barrenness hurts. I'm Rachel and I won't surrender my sacred objects. I'm Leah and I long to be loved. I'm Hagar and I need to name you in the desert. I'm Miriam and I'm ever watchful. I'm Mary with the jar who weeps at your feet. I'm the Magdalene and I bear witness at tombs. I am Junia and my story aches to be told. Because childhood ends but childhood hungers do not. Because my first house, first father, first mother, first love, first hate, first heartbreak, first safety, first terror was you. Because the psalmist got it right, I was cast on you from birth. Because Peter got it even better, Lord, if I leave, to whom will I go? Because sorrow has come too many times, and there had better be an afterword to explain it. Because I have stood at gravesides and raged. Because my children have suffered and you have watched. Because bodies failed, minds cracked, hearts broke, and we didn't live happily ever after like the fairy tales promised. Because on earth as it is in heaven is all I've got, and if it's not enough, then I am lost. Because death, where is thy sting, feels like a mockery, but Jesus wept, does not. Because joy comes too, though it doesn't look anything like it should. Because sometimes, too rarely, but I'll take what I can get, the veil parts, the ground gives way, the skies open, and my hunger for you breaks into the purest communion. The hunger I carry becomes you, incarnate and shining. Because I know you in the liturgy, in the word, in the broken bread and spilled wine. I know you in the ancient redwood trees, the winding mountain trails, the shifting edges of the ocean. I hear you in the stillness of the forest, the cacophony of birdsong. I feel you in the gentle embrace of the people I love, their hands, your hands, their eyes, your eyes, their voices, soft echoes of yours. Because in those moments, the possibility of you grows and grows until I am unhoused and undone, too alive for this world. Because you are my everlasting almost. Almost here, almost certain, almost always, almost irrefutable. You are the tenuous edge I will live and die on. Because the almost of you, heartbreaking as it is sweeter than any guarantee I will find in this world. Because you are not who I thought you were, so I must wait for revelation. Because I need someone to wrestle and you meet me at the river. Because this is no ordinary hunger, and your manna alone will suffice. Because I will drown unless you part this water. Because the world is dark, but it shimmers at its edges. Because I'm wild inside, and you are not a tame lion. Because you suffered, and only a suffering God can help. Because my ache for you is the beating heart of my aliveness. Because I am still your stubborn child, and I insist on resurrection.